You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. But before we get into the show, just a quick special thank you to our friends at videoblocks.com/DroneU. You guys know, you've heard it before, they are a subscription-based website. They have stock video, stock photos, they've got stock music, they've got motion templates, whatever you need, hundreds of thousands of things to download. And right now, because you listen to Ask Drone You, you can have access to download everything for 7 days. That's right. You can download everything for 7 days. Now, Rob, I really wonder if it's actually possible to download everything in 7 days. You would really need a really
physically possible.
Yeah, you would really need like multiple
like
network
NASA
computers.
Servers or something.
Yeah. Well, if you can download everything in 7 days, let us know how you did it.
That's right. But otherwise, just check them out too.
Definitely. Also, special thank you to our friends at Charkey. We're creating a grass-fed, all-natural lamb jerky. It's really delicious, and there's only 4 ingredients. If you're paleo and you cannot have sugar and you're looking for a good, tasty, delicious snack, check out the salt and pepper flavor. It's for those of you who need paleo-certified foods. Now, for me, I'm just really honestly kind of upset that it takes so long to find good, healthy snacks while I'm on the road, and Charkey has been the answer for me. I recommend you give it a try. Check it out yourself, Charkey.love. Yes, that's a website, Charkey.love. Welcome to another show.
Indeed.
As you guys know, my name is Polly Wally.
Yeah, I don't think they knew that, actually.
No.
It is now, though. And my name is simply Rob, and this is episode number 578. We're glad you're with us today. Appreciate you spending a few minutes of your day with us. And a question a lot of people have, we've touched on this in actually pretty recent podcasts, but we thought we'd go in a little bit different direction, a little bit deeper, with some of the struggles people have getting business.
Mm.
And this one in particular is talking about real estate and working with realtors.
I'm gonna stress this, guys. I cannot stress this enough. You need to create relationships with people. People are human. And as soon as you understand that people like creating friends, they like working with certain types of people, you're gonna be better off. Because if you can create relationships, long-lasting relationships to add real value, and if people are asking you, why are you trying to be my friend? Just because I think we can create a mutually beneficial relationship. If I can help you and you can help me, why wouldn't we want to be friends?
Yeah, and off air, we were talking about a local company that tried to commoditize real estate videography, right?
They did. They tried to essentially shoot, you know, houses with video and photos for, I think it was like $150.
Right. And just pull anybody in that would fly for them and pay them a few bucks to go fly. And again, try to commoditize it. And it doesn't seem like it's worked. Seems like they failed.
They shut down. Yep.
And there could be a lot of reasons why that happened. Who knows what it is, what they are. But nonetheless, it just speaks to working sort of grassroots, if you will, and building those relationships and taking your time to do that. So let's listen to the question and then we will get into the answer.
Hey guys, my name is German Rodriguez. I'm with Florida UAV Systems. I've had my 107 and my LLC now for about 6-7 months. And I've been struggling getting business from real estate. I advertise in Google. I advertise in Yahoo. I am getting clicks, but I am not getting phone calls. There are a lot of high-end homes, waterfront homes especially. And I've contacted realtors and they're telling me that they're not really interested in aerial photography or video. They're more interested in virtual tours, believe it or not. And that's something that I have not thought about until they've mentioned it to me. So what do you guys think is happening, or maybe I am doing something wrong or saying something that is not clicking with these realtors? I like to hear you guys' input and keep up the good work. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, German, for the question. And again, it's something that a lot of people struggle with. And as Paul knows, because he's been spending so much time researching Google and how to best use it most effectively, most efficiently, that's a pretty challenging road to go down.
It really is. It really is. And sales is a cyclical cycle. And if you're not focused on developing each part of the cycle, you will quickly realize that as you're working to get leads, you talk to people, then you do the work, and then you have no more leads coming in. And that's the bottom of the wave. And then the wave starts building up again. You call people, make relationships, get jobs, and start doing the jobs and deliver them. And then you're not focused on sales and the wave starts to crest again. So
yeah, you could take whatever context of sales you want to, and that pattern exists for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is to make it, as Kevin Lorenzen used to say from Aflac, you've got to keep that a straight line with just a little blips, like a mm-hmm. heartbeat that's calm and steady and is able to be forthright. And I'll just never forget
able
Kevin.
To be forthright, huh?
He was an interesting guy. He was one of the few sales guys that would be like, Rob, why didn't you go call people today? And you would be like, oh my God, calm down. No, now,
oh God.
Why,
oh God.
Right now? And you're like, holy cow. So you never wanted to go in there without having to get done what you were supposed to get done.
Oh wow, I look forward to never meeting him. Golly.
And I will just never forget that.
I feel like I already mentioned that.
Seriously. Ilker. Thank you, Ilker. That
Ilker
is so
just
true.
Said, I feel like I've already met him. He also had one of the best sales teams in Aflac, so hey, I don't know.
Yeah, because they were scared to death, and they lasted about 13 days.
I only lasted about 13 months. So.
Holy shamoly.
Anyway.
I apologize.
Now you know where my attitude comes from, Rob.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
Oh, anyway. So when it comes to sales, you really want that flat line. You want to make sure that it's not this ebb and flow up and down. It's consistent. So
yeah. So specifically as it relates to Google and AdWords.
Ilker's awake now, by the way.
Yeah. No kidding. What allergies? you know, he said he's getting clicks, but no phone calls. They're not liking the message. It's not resonating with them.
And see,
what's going on there?
I don't think Google Ads would be a good way to go out and really get realtors. I think Google Ads could be good for longer distance, harder to reach customers. But for realtors who are so engaged, I mean, you can call them up and say that you're interested in looking at a house. Here's a really sly way that you could get in with a realtor. I just kind of thought about this as I'm sitting here. And maybe this thought came into my mind for a reason. But if you really want to be sly, you're really trying to work your way in with a realtor. Like, there's this realtor here, Sandy Presley, super bullheaded, super, super like, don't tell me how I'm doing this. I have a system. It works, blah, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
She's been very successful for a lot of years.
She has, but she's starting to downtick. So mm-hmm. I was like, look, this can really help you. I need to get in with you. Let me just do one house to prove it will work. Mm-hmm. She's one of the few that whole strategy did not work on. Mm-hmm. And the way to overcome that is this. Set up a house viewing. Set up a house viewing. Be like, I'm very interested in this house, $8 million, whatever. You know, I'm the CEO of my business. My family and I are just looking at upgrading, and I would love to check out the house.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, check out the house. At the end of the thing, pull out your drone, take some pictures of it, and just be like, oh, man, this thing looks beautiful from the sky. Like, gosh, could you just imagine if there was a video from the sky that flew into this house? People would be able to experience it without even having to come here, like a virtual tour, huh?
So let me make
sure
I'm understanding the picture that you're painting. So you're telling her you want to look at a house that she has listed.
Yeah, and I'm not telling her I'm a drone pilot.
Of course not. You get her there, and then while you're there, oh, look, I have my handy-dandy trusty drone.
This house looks really good from the sky.
And then she says, wait a minute.
And you're like... And be honest. Be like, look, honey, it is so hard to get a hold of you.
I wouldn't call her, honey.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't go there.
Look, darling, it's just real hard to get you out.
Look, Miss Presley.
We can go Kevin Lorenzen. Look, Presley.
Let's not.
Okay, I'm kidding. He wouldn't do that. He would never do that to a client. What he did with personnel and clients, very different.
I'm sure.
Anyway, I would say, look, Miss Presley, it's so hard to get a hold of you. You won't even take my calls, and I just wanted some face-to-face time with you because I really think that this service can provide massive value to you. And, you know, let me shoot this house for you right now, provide something for you. You can use it. It'll be the only time you'll get a free video and free marketing. But if it helps you, hey, look, then we can say that this video helped you sell the house. and maybe you'll consider doing more videos, you know?
Yeah. And so as people are listening to that and that whole scenario, I'm sure people are saying, "Ooh, that's risky."
Risky, but here, let me tell you something.
No. I think it's okay to be risky. Like, you've got to get comfortable. And what I would
talk
say-
to Brett Woods about being risky.
I don't know what he's talking about, Brett. I really don't, but whatever. But my point is, what do you have to lose at that point? She said no.
Let me tell you, yes, she said no. So what if...
So go for it.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Someone, you know who you are, knew that I was going to... Someone knew in Uber that I was going to a Design by Wine class with my friend for their birthday. Because we had gone with them in an Uber earlier. I think it was like a week or two before. And this lady waited outside of our house for hours. I found out, by the way. I found this out later. Till we picked up an Uber to go to this Design by Wine so she could ask me questions about Drone U for her son.
Really? She could have just called or emailed.
But isn't that risky?
You'd be afraid she's stalking you or something?
Sarah was a little like weirded out. She was like, Oh my God. Like, did we really just get in an Uber just so this lady could ask you questions? I'm like, no, we ordered an Uber to go to Design by Wine and get drunk and paint. Like, that's why we ordered an Uber. So
you got to love the initiative that she took to do that.
So your attitude, right? You got to love the initiative she took is the same attitude. Cause when I have that, I was kind of like, wow, someone really went out of their way to talk to me. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is
that's
pretty cool.
That's kind of, you know, the reaction could go that way. Mm-hmm. The reaction could go, you sly dog. And then she walks away.
Or you're a psychopath. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think that would happen, especially once you met and you're charming and you're respectful, et cetera.
And you're confident and you're trying to be helpful. Remember, showcase the value. Why do they want to use you? Because you're going to sell more. You have to be able to prove that. If you can provide an audience, like, what if you were to throw in Google advertising for these people? Like, here's a virtual tour and I'm going to advertise it for you to get out to this high paying demographic, this demographic mm-hmm. that makes more than 150 in salary a year, you know?
Right. Because you can target those people. Yeah. And he talked about agents that are telling him they're not interested in videography, which I find surprising.
Shocker.
It sounds like it's just, I don't know, he's just gone to the wrong agents. Maybe a lot aren't. But certainly we know that there are a lot of agents that are very interested in it. They're understanding that it's an important part of getting their house
okay,
exposed.
Okay, let's just be real for a second. Are people, are realtors interested in becoming licensed or in becoming able to acquire drone photography? Do you think agents are interested?
Very much so.
Do you think agents are interested because we just got a quote to train 249 realtors from one particular organization so that they could fly drones to market themselves?
Absolutely.
Which, did that happen?
It is in works, yes.
Okay. There you go. Realtors want aerial.
Yeah, they do. And so I don't know if it's just a matter of talking to more realtors, German, if it's a matter of talking to the right realtors. One of the ways that you can do that, and we've said this over and over so forgive us, those of you that have heard this message, but get into the offices and do presentations to 30, 40, 50, because then those 4, 5, 10, 15, however many there are that are interested, they're going to come to you and then you can go deeper. The other thing that you mentioned was they've said that they're interested in... virtual tours. Mm-hmm. So one of the thoughts that we had was start by giving them what they want. Say, okay, cool. Let's do a virtual tour.
Virtual tours are so easy too, guys.
Yeah, they're easy. And so easy. You just do apps, an add-on.
Yeah, there are apps where you can literally put your camera on a dolly. So a dolly is just like a little skateboard with a big giant stick that comes out of it. And you put your camera on that mm-hmm. and literally go in the bathroom and take pictures with your phone. And then the app processes all the images, sends it up to the cloud, boom, virtual tour. You are there for 30 minutes, if that.
It's very simple. So you can give them what they want, but then also give them some aerial footage. Show them what they're missing.
I totally want to go like rogue and hardcore ghetto on sales instruction right now. Like, I don't know why, but I just feel this need to like rap out what to do and I can't rap. I wish I could, but I can't.
Can you just say it?
My point is like, if a realtor wants a tour, she wants a virtual tour, why wouldn't you say, all right, you like virtual tours so people can walk through the house, right? What is the idea behind that? That they can experience the
house. Like they're in the house.
Without going there, right?
Right.
well, what if I did a 360 camera virtual tour that was live video that when someone looked at their phone at the virtual tour, they could move their phone around and look at the entire house as the video slowly moved through the entire house. It's as if you're actually walking through the house in real time. The most expensive realtors that I know are using this technology right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do that?
Absolutely.
You got to upsell them. You have to think like sales, and you don't have to have this mentality that there's sales and then being nice to people. The two go hand in hand. People need services. What is business? You are providing a need to someone else. That's your service. If the person is not educated about the service, you have to be able to educate them. If they don't know if it's going to work, you have to be able to prove that it worked. Are you adding tracking in your videos? Are you adding bit links to see who clicked the videos? Are you adding pixel embeds to retarget these people after they view the video? There are so many things that you can do to ensure that your video does actually work for the realtor. It's just about how far are you willing to take it, how much you're going to charge the person, and what's your profit margin going to be? And at the end of the day, are you going to believe in yourself that you can do it, charge that much money, and you're worth it?
Well said. So German, go get them.
Mic drop.
That's right.
Have you seen that Verizon commercial where he keeps pulling out microphones?
Yes.
That's kind of how I feel on the show.
It's actually pretty good. I think it's pretty good work. So anyways, German, again, thank you for the question. Hopefully we've dug a little bit deeper to help you kind of figure out how to move forward. And obviously, if not, send another question and we'll try to go even deeper.
And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload it. And if you're looking for the formula on sales, relationship building, the mentality that you should have, and the formula to building a drone business and turning your passion into profit, escaping mediocrity and living the life that you want, check out our book, droneubook.com, which will provide you the simple and easy formula you need to live that life. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.